You see, it's a very good panel today. And I'd like to start out, if I could, just by asking the panelists, what is their opinion of FASB 133?
Do this. Thank you, Kate, and good morning, everyone. When we look at any of these accounting changes, whether it's FAS 133 or FAS 125, the hope as an analyst is that it's going to enable us to look at the companies that we follow's earnings a little more effectively and a little more closely. Over the years, when these changes have come, there's some confusion. Initially, we expect to see a lot of confusion with FAS 133 because it is a very complicated statement. In our conversations with folks in the investment community today, most people are not focusing in on this statement at this time. Obviously, when it becomes effective next year, more people will pay closer attention to it. In terms of what it's going to do, it's certainly going to make earnings more volatile for the banking sector, which is where I focus my time. It's going to take us some time to get used to this volatility. So in the long run, if it makes the company's earnings cleaner and makes it, or prevents them from fooling around with their earnings, then this type of accounting statement is going to be endorsed by the investment community. Anything that can be done to make sure that the companies that we follow don't use rabbits out of the hat or tricks to report better earnings is something that we all support, and hopefully FAS 133 will do that.
I think there are...
is something